Grace and peace to you in God, who is our Father and our Mother, and in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Moses said, if I go to Egypt, now I'm not saying that I will, but if I go, who should I say sent me? Who are you anyway calling on my heritage and my ancestors, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob? Do you have a name? And God said, I am who I am. Tell them that I am has sent you. But let's back up a bit, because last week we read about Jacob. We read about the dream that he had and looked a little bit forward at his life, that he would get married, that he would have 12 sons. Now, if you remember the story, Jacob had these 12 sons, and each was one of the tribes of Israel. And Jacob had a favorite, and his favorite was Joseph. Now, you probably know this story, Joseph and the amazing Technicolor dream coat. Jacob gave him this special gift and favored him, and all of his brothers were jealous. And so they threw him in a pit, and they sold him into slavery in Egypt. But Joseph has a special gift. He is able to interpret dreams, and he thrives in Egypt, eventually coming to serve in the court of the Pharaoh. He interprets the dreams that the Pharaoh is having, knowing that there will be years of famine coming ahead. And so he stockpiles grain. And when the Hebrew people, when his family are experiencing the famine, they come to Egypt to get help. And Jacob welcomes them. And so his whole family moves down to Egypt. Now we move forward many generations, and Exodus 1 tells us a new king arose in Egypt who did not remember Joseph. This new king is threatened by the growth and prosperity of the large immigrant community living in his country, and so he makes the Hebrew people slaves. But they still prosper and thrive, and the community is growing, and so then the Pharaoh orders that the Hebrew midwives are to kill all the baby boys that are born in the community. But the story tells that those midwives fear God, and so they do not do as they are told. One of the babies who is spared is Moses. But Moses ends up being adopted into Pharaoh's family. He grows up and, torn between his position and his obvious Hebrew heritage, he kills an overseer and he has to flee. He meets a shepherd named Jethro and marries into Jethro's family, becoming a sheep herder in Midian. Where is God in all this history? In these first two chapters of Exodus that talk about the slavery and suffering of the Hebrew people, God is only mentioned in relation to these two midwives who are blessed by God because they rescue the Hebrew baby boys. Then in chapter 3, it says that the Hebrew people cry out in their suffering. Now, notably, it does not say that they cry out to God as it does in so many places in the Old Testament. It says that they cry out and that God hears them. At our Wednesday Bible study, we had a lively discussion about this. Had the people forgotten their God, the God of Abraham and Sarah, Isaac and Rebecca, Jacob and Leah and Rachel? Did they remember the history of their people, the stories of their ancestors and the promises God had made, but no longer trust in God and those promises? We know that there is a difference between knowing about God, knowing the stories, knowing the ideas, and the deep trust and faith of knowing God, of having that relationship with God. Is it possible the enslaved Hebrews had forgotten who they were, and in the process, forgotten whose they were? God hears the cries of the people. God knows their suffering and has compassion and acts to rescue them. But God acts in God's usual roundabout way by working through imperfect human beings. And so God comes to Moses while he is out tending sheep, and God says, "You will go to Egypt and bring my people out of slavery." And Moses resists. "Why me, God? I'm not the best choice. I don't speak well. Send someone else." Finally, Moses asks, "Who are you anyway to ask this of me? Who are you to these enslaved people? Who are you to challenge Pharaoh?" And God replies, "I am who I am." Now, usually when someone says, "I am," the sentence will be finished with a noun, a role, or a title. I am a doctor. I am a man. I am an American. I am a brother or sister. Or the sentence is finished with a description. I am tall. I am smart. I am bored. I am talkative. But God finishes the sentence in a circular way, not in a description at all, really. And what's more, the Hebrew language here is difficult to translate. And so this statement of God could be, "I am who I am. I am who I will be. I will be who I will be. I am the I am." This God is being itself. This God is the one who was and is to come. The living one who brings all other life into being. Perhaps God is telling Moses that the people will know God by what God does for and with them, as the people have always known God. Throughout scripture and in our own lives as well, God has names based on who God is for us. God is refuge. God is strength. God, the Spirit, is the breath of life. God is the Redeemer and Savior. God is love. In the Gospel of John, which is our gospel this year in the narrative lectionary, this language of "I am" is picked up throughout the gospel. Jesus says again and again, "I am. I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life. I am the living water. I am the resurrection and the life." Now, perhaps you were not familiar with the gospel reading that we read today. I have to say it's one that took me by surprise. But in that reading, the people who are listening to Jesus challenge him. "Who do you claim to be that you would say this about our history and our father Abraham?" And Jesus replies, "Before Abraham was, I am." Jesus tells them, "I am and have always been and I will be. I was there when God made promises to Abraham and Sarah. The I am who embodies God's promises for your sake." We too know God by stories, by metaphors, by what God has been and done in our lives. Who is God for you? When you pray, what names do you use for God? What images of God are meaningful for you? If you are willing, I invite you to share some of those names and images by typing them in the chat, or take your microphone off mute for a moment and just call out some of those ways that you name and know God. You certainly know some of my favorite ways to name God because you get to hear them in church. God as Father and Mother, good and gracious God, Holy Beloved. All of these are some of the ways that I name God. What are some of your favorite images and names?
Good Shepherd.
Good Shepherd. Yes, thank you. The protector, yes, protector of your faithful, the father of mankind, God as assurance. Thank you. You can keep sharing those. There are so many ways that we know God and what God does for us. God tells Moses and Jesus tells the people, I am with and for you. Which turns the question back to us, who are we? It reminds us of the truth that we can know ourselves most deeply in knowing who we are to God, God's beloved, God's children, made in God's own image. These are the names God has for us. We can know who we are because we know whose we are. Recently, when I was talking with my friend Nicoli, who's a pastor up in Los Alamos, we were talking about raising kids and all the challenges that come with that, especially as they become teens and young adults. She told me that since early in their lives, she has blessed her kids when they were heading out to do something new or something challenging. She would make the sign of the cross on their foreheads in remembrance of baptism and say, remember who you are and whose you are, beloved child of God. She went on to tell me that she had just had a conversation with her grown son who lives in Tennessee. And as he shared his life, what's happening, his decision making about where he wants to be, what he wants to do as a grown up, she said this blessing to him, remember who you are and whose you are. And so I invite each one of you to share this blessing this morning. You may turn to someone next to you or make the sign of the cross on your own forehead. And then hear these words, repeat them if you wish. Beloved child of God, remember who you are. Remember whose you are. Thanks be to God. Amen.